showdown in the Arabian Peninsula. A reported drone strike takes out the Obama administration's most wanted terrorist. The end of Anwar al-Awlaki on this Friday, September 30th, 2011. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Lots to tell you this morning. Details are filtering in of both the raid that apparently killed the U.S.-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki and the close cooperation between the embattled Yemeni government and the U.S. We'll be following the details all morning long, but it's a full show. We've also got an interesting look at workers' rights for non-workers. Some interns go to court, and a fascinating look into baby brains. Knowing more about baby brains may just be the best way of understanding how learning happens. But we begin, as always, with the headlines. From New Mexico to Virginia to the dusty, rocky sands of the Arabian Peninsula where the trail ends, Anwar al-Awlaki, the radical U.S.-born Muslim cleric and presumed leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, has reportedly been killed in Yemen. In the past 90 minutes, Yemen's defense ministry issued an official statement saying al-Awlaki and some of his associates had been killed, though it did not say exactly where or when. We spoke to Hakim al-Masmari, editor-in-chief at the Yemen Post, who was in a position to look at that defense ministry statement. He also told us U.S. drone aircraft known to operate in Yemen fired two missiles this morning, based on that defense ministry statement, at a convoy of vehicles believed to be carrying al-Awlaki and his guards. U.S. officials have yet to confirm. The New York Times is reporting in a tweet from their correspondent in Sana'a that the embassy is not officially commenting on any of these details as yet. The U.S. regards al-Awlaki as its biggest homeland security threat. Here he is in his last video, the audio of it anyway, posted online in August of last year. It was as a radicalizer using these videos to arouse support around the world that he was considered to be the biggest threat. In this video, he's calling for the killing of Americans, saying it is either us or them. Al-Awlaki is believed to have helped recruit the Nigerian man charged with trying to blow up that transatlantic flight as it landed in Detroit on Christmas Day in 2009. He is also believed to have exchanged emails with the accused shooter in the Fort Hood, Texas shooting rampage. Earlier this year, a Yemeni court sentenced al-Awlaki in absentia to 10 years in prison for charges of inciting to kill foreigners. Born in New Mexico, al-Awlaki preached at a mosque in Virginia before leaving the United States for the Middle East. U.S. officials say he's the spiritual leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and there's actually some dispute over whether he is a spiritual leader or a tactical leader or some more of a figurehead of convenience to the United States, and we're going to explore that a little bit later on this morning. The group claimed responsibility for the attempt to ship explosives into the U.S. via cargo planes late last year. We're going to be covering all the stories this morning, in addition to the al-Awlaki story, which, again, from a defense ministry source out of Yemen, it is believed that a U.S. drone strike firing two missiles killed al-Awlaki as part of a convoy somewhere in Yemen, although the exact location hasn't been confirmed. We're also reporting this morning that Bank of America has decided to charge monthly fees to all debit card customers. The monthly fee of $5 a month is a whole new way of doing business, and Louise Story will be with us a little bit later to talk about that story. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down this morning for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,553. The S&P opens at 1,160, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,197. So, banks charge you back. Is that a stick-up, or is it just a new way of doing business? What do you think?
This is Kevin from Detroit. 25 years ago, I gave up on banks and went to the credit union. I financed a number of cars, motorcycles, and other things through the credit union, and I've just always found their service to be much better and their fees to be much less. With this new insult from the banks with the fees for debit cards, I'll never go back.
The cat-and-mouse game between banks and consumers over fee-based businesses. We'll talk about this hour, about that move by Bank of America. But first, we're going to get the latest on the breaking news. The presumed leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, Anwar al-Awlaki, reportedly dead. What does it mean for security in the region? What does it mean for the Yemeni government, for that matter, and the Obama administration's own war on terror? We'll talk in just a few minutes.